Dayton Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by the USO, by Profiler Inc., by the Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown, and Hall of Fame announcer, Tom Michaels. And good afternoon, everybody, from Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. We welcome to you to Flyer Baseball. Today, it's the final game of the three-game series between the Flyers and George Mason, and it's been a wild one. And joining me today is the Hall of Famer, Tom Michaels, and Coach. It's gone. The last 2 days have taken forever, it seems like.
Well, they were a couple of long games. You did the one by yourself on Friday, yeah, which was a walk-off on a sacrifice fly won by the Flyers. And then yesterday, it was just a slugfest. The Flyers got out to a big lead. They managed to hold on. And we saw a guy in relief yesterday, Connor Fidel, who we thought, well, he's going to start tomorrow. We don't see him today. Well, we saw him yesterday, and he was in relief, did an excellent job, and he's starting today.
Yeah.
So, multi-talented.
Yeah, well, that's being young for you. You can do that kind of stuff when you're young. When you're our age, you can't do that.
I can't put my socks on right when I'm mine. You kidding?
Connor Fernell will go for the Flyers today, and Ryan Patterson for the Patriots, and we'll be back with the coach's interview and an interview with Michael Fortes right after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here on the pregame show, we're here with Jason King. And, Coach, what a game yesterday.
Very good game, especially for the offense. Those guys are just relentless and did what they needed to do to get us on the right side of the scoreboard. So it was good to get the series yesterday, and looking forward to seeing what we can get done today.
Nolan and Eddie both five RBIs yesterday. Yep. That was something.
Yeah, those guys are dangerous, as are most of the guys in the lineup. So I like the lineup because it's a different guy every day, it seems. So
I know one day it's Alejandro, next time it could be Nolan or Eddie, yeah, or Keegan or anybody, Padano.
Yeah, there's, yep, some dangerous guys, and I think someone's gonna have a day. Because there's a lot of good hitters in there, so any of those guys can be a difference maker in a game.
Another game of 10 runs or more. And I know that's got to be happy with you. But
yeah, I want to keep some more runs off the board, obviously. But as far as the offense goes, I think if you're just going to nitpick on it, I think we had chances to really break the game open with the runners on, that we could have just completely put the game away. And if there's one thing I'd nitpick, it would be that. But we scored a lot of runs and got a lot of hits and had a lot of good at-bats.
You got Connor Fennell going today. He pitched inning and a third yesterday. Is he going to be on a short leash, or are you going to let him go as far as he can?
No, we'll let him go as far as he can. Well, we'll have our eye on him, but, you know, it's a it's a short bit of work, and I think he can handle it well.
Okay. Well, the final game of the three-game set, it's been a wild one so far. 11 games the day before, 31 runs yesterday total.
Yeah.
So it's been two long days, I tell you.
Yeah, I think the weekend series and conference always have some interesting things to them. It just seems to always go that way, and this weekend's been no different.
Okay. Well, Coach, let's bring home another W.
Yep, let's do it.
So we'll be back with more after this time out. You're listening to the pregame show right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Today's player profile is being brought to you by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. Joining us today is Michael Fortes. He is a junior from Weston, Florida. And he went to West Broward High School, and you are studying sports management. So how's that going?
It's going pretty good. I'm liking it so far. My classes are going pretty great right now.
Yeah. So what do you have to what kind of classes do you take for sports management?
Well, right now I'm just completing some of the classes that didn't transfer over from the JUCO I was at.
Oh, okay.
So I'm slowly getting into the, like, health science classes, and I'll take more of those next semester.
Okay.
But,
so,
yeah.
So what, you got about three semesters to go then, or four?
Two.
Okay. So we're gonna have some fun here.
Okay.
And there's going to be a couple of questions that's going to stump you, I think.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's do it.
How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
Ooh. I want to say 6 years old.
Okay.
Six.
Down in West Broward?
Down in Florida, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any hobbies outside of baseball?
I like to fish. Back home, I used to fish a lot with my friends. Love working on cars, me and my dad. He bought this Mustang when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Work on that thing every day.
Do you like racing?
Yeah.
Auto racing?
Yeah.
Do you go to the Miami, or where they have the races down in Miami?
The Daytona.
Well, Daytona and down at Miami. Homestead.
Yeah, Homestead, they have that. I missed the last event that was down in Miami, which was actually pretty big.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I heard it was a lot of fun over there.
Do you watch NASCAR on TV?
A little bit of it.
My partner here, he's into IndyCar racing, aren't you?
Really?
Yeah. He's done broadcasting for Indianapolis, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Is there a certain player that you watched growing up, down at Miami or any of the major leagues?
I watched a lot of Justin Verlander growing up. That was my favorite pitcher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you like about him?
I just love how mechanically he was fluid, and I tried when I was little to imitate him as much as possible.
It's kind of hard to do, isn't it?
No, yeah. It definitely is. Only he can do that.
Oh, really? This is, your first year up here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a chance to talk to a recruit, what is one thing you'd say about Dayton that you know about so far?
One thing about Dayton, everyone's really nice. It's really welcoming here. It's hard for me. This was my first year out of Florida.
Uh-huh.
So once I got here, it felt like home. All the guys introduced me over. They took me into their arms. All I can say is that they're going to feel like it's their second home.
Do you get a chance to go and see the city?
Not a lot.
Well, you got to go over here to Carillon Park. That's about the history of Dayton over there.
Oh, I'll try that out.
And one thing that a lot of people don't know, the first NFL football game was here.
Really?
Yeah. At Triangle Park. They got a movie out called Triangle Park.
Oh, that's cool. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, over there at Carillon, they got the locker room that was over there at Howell Field.
Oh, wow.
Or Triangle Park. So, yeah, check it out.
Wow. I will.
What do you believe is the greatest challenge that athletes have to face in college?
Time management with classes, homework, practice, workouts, sleep schedule, just everything. You just got to balance it out. I think that's the toughest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I learned out the hard way in my freshman year. Yeah.
Do you like to travel?
Yeah, I do.
Now you're going to do a lot of it here.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
How do you balance your time between school and work or and baseball?
During the mornings, between classes, I try to get as much work done as I can because I know from 1:30 to 6 o'clock we have practice when we don't have games. And then after that, whatever I don't have done, I'll try to finish it up right after.
Okay. Can you describe the coach in one word?
Amazing.
You didn't have a hard time going down. Do you have a favorite? Do you have time to watch?
No, I don't have time to watch. Okay. I haven't had time lately.
Okay. Do you have a favorite video game?
Favorite video game? I do. MLB. MLB the Show.
And you're Justin Verlander all the time, eh?
Yeah.
Now that you're an upperclassman, would you take an incoming freshman under your wing and guide them around the first year of school here?
Yeah, I would.
Have you done it this year?
No, because I feel like I was the underclassman coming in. All the upperclassman guys really took care of me.
Oh, did they?
The first couple of months, yeah, showing me around.
Okay.
So I kind of got that like sense of being a freshman again. I was like, wow.
You aren't looking into your phone trying to find out where you're going then.
Oh. For the first couple of weeks, it was like that. I was making sure I was on time with everything, with all the meetings, practices.
And now you're old hand at it. You can go anywhere.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, now okay. I got it locked down.
Okay. Who was the player that you most watched growing up? Was it Verlander?
Yeah.
Okay.
Verlander, and I used to hit when I was little, so it was Verlander and Stanton. Giancarlo.
Okay. Here's a question for you that you're going to have to think about, I think. Okay, after college, after you get out of school, if somebody were to give you $1 million, what would be the first thing you do with it?
Give it back to my parents. I want to say that's been a big dream of mine.
Okay.
To repay my parents somehow.
Is it kind of expensive to live in West Broward?
A little bit. Okay. I don't really ask my parents that much about money-wise of the house or anything, but it's...
Well, I thought maybe with the groceries and gas and all that kind of stuff
down
there. Okay, what is your most... what is your favorite sports moment that has happened to you in your lifetime?
Favorite sports moment? Okay. When I was about 11 or 12... I played for the Weston Hawks. We were in a championship game, and I was pitching. I think I was in 6 innings, and the bases were loaded. And whoever I was facing, he puts down a bunt. I remember this specifically. It went down the line. I picked it up. I dove. It was kind of like a mid-run, so I was running. Picked it up, dove. And sidearmed it home, got the player out at home, and then he threw it a first for a double play.
Oh, wow.
I think that was one of the top. I want to forget that moment.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
How old were you when you decided to, what you wanted to do in life, like sports management?
Say junior year of high school.
Okay.
I just wanted to stay around the sport.
You wanted to stay around baseball then?
Yeah.
You want to go I know you want to go to the show, but would you like going to work for Miami or Atlanta or Tampa?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Stay where it's warm?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. How in the world did you find Dayton, Ohio when it was nice and warm down in Florida, you know?
You know, after Pete, obviously he contacted me. Great guy. I love Pete. And I was thinking to myself, I've been in Florida for about 19, 20 years. I want to see something else. I want to experience, you know?
Okay.
Might as well now, college.
Yeah, do it while you can.
Yeah.
because, you know, you're going to get to go to Washington, you're going to get to go to St. Louis, and all over the place. So,
exactly.
Yes. So why not on somebody else's dime, you know? You get to do it for nothing. Okay, now, who's been the most influential person in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
That's a close tie between my mom and my dad, both of them.
I'd say tie them in together.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the hardest question you're going to have to answer. Okay. Harder than all your tests combined.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
Okay. If you were to coach and you had the chance to pick your team, your starting nine, plus the DH, who would they be? I mean, the entire history of Major League Baseball.
Oh, the entire history?
Yeah. Now, like, you could, like, for example, I would put, like, Lou Gehrig at first, Babe Ruth in right, Joe Morgan at second, something like that. But you could go with today's players, too.
Okay. I'm going to mix in a little bit of both.
Okay.
I'm going to go start shortstop with Jeter.
Okay.
Go, yeah, Derek Jeter, shortstop. Third base, I'd say,
I know, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Wow.
I haven't had too many people just rattle it off. There was maybe one.
Really?
Yeah, just rattled them off.
No way. He was preparing for this question, then. Third base?
Third base. Okay, I'll go to the position. You tell me. Okay. First base.
Bryce Harper.
Okay, second.
I'm going to go second base. I'm trying to think.
I know there's a lot of good second basemen that have played throughout the years.
Yeah. I'm going to just say, I'm going to go with, like, current players. I'm going to say Ketel Marte.
Okay. Shortstop, you said Jeter.
Yeah.
Third base.
I'm going to go Nolan Arenado.
Okay. Left field.
Left field. Can I switch players around?
Yeah.
Like, if they could play the whole outfield, can I put? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to put, I'm going to think Ken Griffey over there.
In left?
Yeah, in left field.
Center?
Mickey Mantle.
Right? Ooh. But you know, Babe Ruth was a pitcher at one time. Then they switched him out to right field.
I was about to say Babe Ruth, but I was thinking about that. I was like, wait, he was a pitcher. Right fielder, yeah, I'm going to put Babe Ruth in right field.
Okay. Behind the dish.
Behind the dish, I'm putting
Nolan Watson.
He should be on. I'm going to put Posada.
Okay. On the bump. Verlander.
I might actually have to change that one. Okay. Spencer Strider. If he wasn't hurt, Spencer Strider, he's been amazing.
The DH. I think I know who you're going to say, too, but not that.
Stanton?
No. Well, Stanton, yeah, he can do it, but, I mean, a lot of people were saying Big Poppy.
Oh, wow. I forgot. Dude, whoa. I forgot about Big Poppy.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say Judge.
Oh, okay.
DH.
All right.
Definitely
that
Judge.
Well, Michael, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck to you the rest of the year.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the pregame show right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. Doug Brown, Tom Michaels here. And, you know, we've had a lot of people over the last couple of days have come up and said hi to us. Saw him in the seating. I saw Connor Pinnell's parents sitting down there. Saw there's a recruit sitting. He's sitting right down below us. Carlos Castillo's parents are in town. You know, it's a lot of fun talking to these parents and how excited they are.
And I think we're going to have another good crowd here today, Doug. People still making their way in here as we've got a few minutes to go. Again, it's a busy day over here. I'm going to work first three innings with you, and then I'm going to move over there for the spring football game, do PA for that. When you have a game where they say, we won't know who won at the end, we have to look at the tape, I have to wonder exactly how my job is going to go with the whole thing.
And it's on a 50-yard field, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is over there. That's not a regulation field. I do not believe.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be fun. I might stop over there afterwards, but I don't know. I'm not ready for football just yet.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get over the NFL season. Still trying to get over. Well, several of my teams did not do well this year.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, here's the starting lineup, first of all, for George Mason. Leading off and playing second base will be South Trimble. Batting second in center field, Jordan Smith. Batting third, the left fielder, Ben Jones. Batting fourth, the catcher, Connor Dykstra. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Reese Woody. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, James Quinn Irons. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Evan Blanchard. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Carson Pracht. And batting ninth, the right fielder is Derek Wood. And on the mound is Ryan Peterson. And we'll get to his stats here in a little bit. Once again, it's Trimble at second, Smith in center, Jones in left. Dykstra behind the plate, Woody at first. Quinn Irons, the DH, then the bottom three go like this, Blanchard, Pracht, and Wood. For the Dayton Flyers, Keegan Calero will lead off and play left field. David Padano will bat second and play center field. Batting third, David Mendez will bat third and play second base. Batting fourth, at third base, Mason Dobie. Batting fifth, the catcher, Nolan Watson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Alejandro Cazorla. Batting eighth, the DH, Paxton Tomani. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Omar Daniels. On the mound for the Flyers will be Connor Fennell. Once again for the Flyers, Calero in left, Padano in center, Mendez in at second. Dobie at third, Watson behind the plate, Yaman at first base. Cazorla at first, or in right. Tomani, the DH, and Daniels, the shortstop. Like I said, I gave you this. I gave you the stats for the. Okay.
You want them?
Well, no, you'll need them. Ryan Peterson will make his eighth appearance, his fifth start. 1-1 on the year, pitched 25 and two-thirds innings, giving up 23 hits, 19 runs, 14 earned, 13 walks, 19 strikeouts, and a 4.91 ERA. So, Connor Fennell coming out, and I know his parents are excited that he's starting today, but they were very surprised that he pitched yesterday.
And, well, we were too.
Yeah, we were really surprised.
But he did a great job shutting them down. I think it was a 1-2-3 inning there in the ninth inning, and Dayton gets the win at 17-14. And the way that game was going, you just never knew. That
exactly.
No run was safe. No lead was safe.
Exactly. Connor Pinnell is making his seventh start, his ninth appearance. He's 3-1 on the year. He's pitched 39 and two-thirds innings, giving up 34 hits. 18 runs, 17 of them earned. He's walked 8, and he struck out 41 so far and has a 3.86 ERA. He's from Londonderry, New Hampshire, and like I said, his parents are sitting in the front row, sitting in the Euchre seats. So, well, hopefully this is going to be, you won't be leaving after the first half inning.
Yeah.
With the way these things have been going. So, this is going to be a fun time. You were talking to a former coach over there?
Yeah, Cliff Brown, who was here in the late 70s, early 80s, he has an endowed scholarship, which this year I believe went to Mason Dobie.
Oh, yeah.
And last year it was Mr. Pujols. And so interesting talking with him just a few minutes ago. Right now the Dayton Flyers are being introduced as they are running out to their defensive positions. We've already had the meeting of the minds at home plate. The umpires for this ball game today, Roger Foulkes moves around to home plate. First base will be Craig McCarty, and yesterday's home plate umpire Mike Grace will be on the bases.
We're going to have our national anthem. You know, we live in a country with freedoms like no others, and now our national anthem here at the stadium.
Fans of the sign, we ask that you please rise if you're able to remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, and to take you through the first three innings here this afternoon before he takes off and does football, here's Tom Michaels.
It's weird to think about football here in the spring. This is what we think about baseball.
Exactly.
Well, hi again, everyone. We're getting ready for hopefully a good baseball game here today. George Mason comes in with a record of 15-17, 3-5. They are in the A-10. They are coached by Sean Camp. The Flyers, the record, 22-12. A much better record than what we saw 1 year ago. 6-2 in the A-10. Last year they were 26-34, 15-9 in league play. Jason King is the veteran coach. So on the mound today, we've got Connor Fennell. 3-1 record, 8 appearances, 6 starts. He did relieve yesterday. This will be his 9th appearance and his 7th start. 39.2 innings pitched, 34 hits, gave up 18 runs, 17 earned, 8 walks. That's not a bad number. And 41 strikeouts. That's a very good number there. 3.86 ERA, the number for Fennell. South Trimble, Jordan Smith, Ben Jones. They will be the first three batters due up here for George Mason. Dayton having won the first two games in the series. One, it was just a dogfight, back and forth, going into extra innings. And Dayton wins it on a walk-off sacrifice fly. Stepping in now, right-handed, South Trimble. South Trimble, 289 hitter with a home run, 19 RBIs. And the first pitch is a ball. The right-hander, Connor Fennell, wheels and deals. There's a strike right down the pike on a fastball. One ball, one strike. Another beautiful day here. We do see more clouds today than we did yesterday. Here's a fastball inside. Two balls and one strike. 330 down the lines here. 400 to straightaway center field. Here's a foul ball. Tracking under it. And that ball is Eddie Yaman. Eddie Yaman went all the way to the fence, reached over the fence, almost fell over the fence, but he got the ball. And we've got one down here.
That was one hell of a catch by Yaman. He's turning into a pretty good first baseman.
Absolutely, and he was pretty much destroyed in a play down there at first base. Glad he is okay to play today. Next up comes Jordan Smith, and the first pitch to him is a ball. 397 hitter, six home runs, 32 RBIs. Next pitch. Here's one foul down the right side once again. Yaman getting under it and is able to grab it once again. He was backing up, put the glove over his head, and the glove was well behind his head. We had to make sure the ball didn't pop out. It did not. So the first two batters foul out to first base, and Ben Jones comes up. He's quickly in there, and the first pitch is a ball. Working quickly, Connor Fennell. The 1-0 pitch. There's one, catches the outside corner. Breaking pitch. Two outs here. Again, a stealthy win, left to right. Next pitch, right down the pike for a strike. Two strikes on the ball here. On deck, the catcher, Connor Dykstra. Into the wind, the 1-2 pitch. Here's one lined out into left center field for a base hit. This is going to go for two as they're over to get it. The throw in coming from Padano. And just that quickly, there's a man on second base in Ben Jones. Connor Dykstra now to the plate. A 291 hitter, five home runs, 23 RBIs.
Temperature right now, 71 degrees with a west or southwest wind, 15 miles an hour. So you better watch out walking over to the football.
Yeah, I'd be in the dugout to grab a helmet. For now, looks back at second. Delivers the first pitch. Ground ball, third base. Up with it, Dobie. The long throw, got him. And that'll do it for the first half inning of play here. No runs, one hit. One runner left on base. After half an inning, it is George Mason nothing. Dayton coming to bat on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
No score after half an inning of play. The Dayton Flyers come up here. Their lineup today, Keegan Calero, David Padano, David Mendez, Mason Dobie, Nolan Watson, Eddie Yaman, Alejandro Cazorla, Paxton Tomani, the designated hitter, and Omar Daniels. Taking a look defensively for George Mason, Reese Woody at first. Second base, South Trimble. At shortstop, Carson Pracht. The third baseman, Evan Blanchard. The outfield, left to right, Ben Jones, Jordan Smith, Derek Wood. Connor Dykstra is the catcher. And Ryan Peterson, the pitcher. Ryan Peterson, his eighth appearance, his sixth start, a 1-1 record, 25.2 innings pitched, 23 hits, 19 runs, 14 earned, 13 walks, 19 strikeouts, and a 4.91 ERA. Striding to the plate is one Keegan Calero. Keegan, right-hand batter. Dayton wearing the red jersey tops with the blue hats but red helmets, the white pants. First pitch coming from Ryan Peterson is slow curve for a ball. 1-0 the count. And if you want to know what the George Mason uniforms look like, think Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Next pitch, fouled off the catcher's mask. 1-1 the count here. David Pedato on deck. Well, looking forward to seeing whether the power we saw yesterday will be evident today in the Dayton Flyers. Big open stance here for Calero. Next pitch. There's a line drive. Base hit into center field. Over to cut it off, Jordan Smith. And the Flyers get the first man on, Keegan Calero. He's down there at first base. Awaiting the swings is David Pedato. Pedato coming into the game, hitting 307. Couple of home runs. 16 RBIs. Big, tall, rangy kid is Pedato. Left-hander deals outside for ball one. Down at first base. Yeah, Keegan Calero, he has not tried to steal much, but when he has, he's been pretty successful, 4 out of 5. One ball, no strikes. Peterson, the look over to first base, the pitch, fouled off the right side. Evens the count at 1-1. Each team now with one hit. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Dayton with a runner on first, Calero. Pedato, right-hand batter, White shows bunt. And that ball is low. Two balls and one strike. For anybody coming out for the baseball game and then going over to the football game, football game's not going to be starting until about 3:30. The 2-1 pitch, fouled back into the screen just in front of us.
We might have a football score here by that time.
Well, you never know. This might be one of those, well, we'll wait and see. But
yeah,
this might be one of those tight 1-0 games.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Certainly the potential there from Connor Fennell. The 2-2 pitch. On its way, there's one just a bit outside. No, they caught the outside corner. Strike three called. So with one out, a runner on first base. Here comes David Mendez, the second baseman. Where's number 30? Steps in from the right side. Ryan Peterson, the pitcher, left-hander, pretty good one himself, particularly that ERA, just over 4. First pitch coming to him. Here's one fouled off, right side, out of play. No balls and one strike. One out, Calero at first. One of the things I love about watching the college baseball is that they do so much more of the fundamentals than what we see in the major leagues anymore.
Yeah, that's because they think they know everything when they get up there.
Next pitch, ground ball, grabbed by the shortstop, throws it to second for one, over to first for two, double play. Great job by the shortstop, Carson Pracht. So we have three batters go up despite a base hit. nothing in terms of runs for the Flyers. One hit and nobody left on base. After one, no score. Going to the bottom of the top of the second inning here. Nothing, nothing. George Mason and Dayton on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 23rd for exciting baseball action as the Flyers head downtown to Daire Ballpark to take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. First pitch is at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling the Dragons office at 937-228-2287. Tickets are $5 for children, $10 for adults. Students from the University of Dayton will be admitted free of charge. Luxury suites are also available for $300, seating for 20 fans. Have you ever sat in this?
No.
You got to go there at least once to sit in the seats or in the suites. The RTA Flyer will be utilized on the evening of the game to provide free shuttles between the campus and Daire Ballpark. And now Tom Michaels.
Yeah, first batter coming up here is going to be Reese Woody. Reese Woody steps in there. Left-hand batter pops one up around second base. Shortstop under it now and takes it. Omar Daniels, no problem with that one. So Reese Woody is out. He did not play yesterday. But that'll bring up James Quinn Ayers. Now this guy can pop it. He's got 9 home runs for the season. The right-hand batter, first pitch, fastball at the letters. No balls, one strike. Connor Fennell in for the sign. Rocks and deals. Next pitch, catches the outside corner, strike two. Fennell working quickly. Here's the 0-2 pitch. There's one inside, gets away from everybody, but nobody on base, no harm, no foul. 0-2 remains the count. Staring in for the side. Fennell delivers, 0-2. This one fouled off to the right side, chasing after it. That's something, and Amon can't get to it, it's out of play.
His arms weren't that long.
Yeah.
Although I think they've stretched a little bit with the last, with the first two balls that he caught today.
He'd have had it been Gumby.
Yeah, really.
To get that one. 0-2 the count. One out. Nobody on base. Fennell. Rocks and deals. And here's another one fouled out of play off the right-hand side. Well, if you're just coming in and you want a souvenir ball, I'd suggest you stay on the right side of the field today. That's where they've all been going. 0-2. Swing on and miss. First either strikeout by Connor Fennell.
Either that or you sit on the other side of the fence. Wait for it to come over.
And that'll bring up Evan Blanchard, the third baseman. Evan Blanchard. 191 hitter with one home run, 6 RBIs. He pops this one in the left center field, and it's going to be center fielder David Pedano, who settles under it and gets that one. A 1-2-3 inning here, going much quicker than it did yesterday.
It doesn't matter to me.
I'm leaving at one.
You just jinxed us.
I just jinxed you.
Yeah.
So nothing across after an inning and a half. No score here. Dayton and George Mason here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. No score. Dayton will be sending Mason Dovey, Nolan Watson, and Eddie Yaman the fourth up this inning. Well, we've been kidding about long games. This could turn into one of those, but that inning and a half has taken a grand total of 15 minutes to complete. And coming to the plate, here comes Mason Dovey, the third baseman. Mason Dovey, a 279 hitter. Got six home runs, 29 RBIs. Left-hand batter. Got that left foot on the back line of the batter's box. First pitch, a strike on a fastball. Got a slightly open stance. Nolan Watson, he's on deck. The left-hander Peterson delivers. Here's one. Pop foul on the left side. Under it. And getting that one, third baseman Evan Blanchard. And so we've had a number between the two teams of pop fouls to the infield thus far. So with one down, Nolan Watson, who had a couple of home runs yesterday, as a matter of fact, he and Eddie Yaman at one point had back-to-back home runs.
And they each had five RBIs, too.
That's a very tidy statistic. Yes, the first pitch is a strike. On one the count. On deck is Eddie Yaman. Ryan Peterson, the left-hander, into the wind and throws. Strike right down the middle. Another fastball. No balls, two strikes. We've got one out. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Another beautiful day here. Going to be warmer than it was yesterday. We've still got the wind. But it's going to be well into the 70s before this one is over with. It's already into the 70s. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Second strikeout. First one swinging. And Eddie Yaman, the fourth, will step in right-handed. Eddie Yaman, 323 average. He's got nine home runs. 36 RBIs on this season. First pitch coming to him. Grounded hard foul down the left field line. 71 degrees right now.
I'll take it.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous out here.
Unlike the first day when it was raining and
I wasn't here.
I know. You got lucky and stayed home.
And check to see if there was a check swing. First base umpire says no, so it's a ball. One ball, one strike. Yeah, I also didn't do two back-to-back doubleheaders with you either.
That's true.
I know how to pick my spots. There's another grounder foul down the left field line. Two strikes and a ball with Alejandro Cazorla in the on-deck circle. As a matter of fact, he's just outside the on-deck circle. Two outs, the 1-2 pitch.
Ooh.
High and tight. Ball two. Had a number of hit batsmen yesterday. Ryan Peterson checks for the sign. The 2-2 with two outs on its way. There's a breaking pitch. Strike three. Swung through that one. Three strikeouts now for Peterson. We're through two. No score. Here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Top of the third inning, no score here at AES Ohio Stadium, Warner Field. Coming to the plate, the bottom two and the leadoff batter for George Mason. Carson Pratt, Derek Wood, then back to the top of the order to Sal Thrimble. Stepping in here is Carson Pratt. Carson Pratt, 313 average, 11 RBIs, a home run for this 2024 season. First pitch by Connor Fennell. It's a slow curve for a strike. He's got a mastery of a number of pitches. Fennell in for the sign. Winds and throws. There's one just a little bit low. One ball, one strike. 0-1-0 for each team here. As we're in the top of the third, next pitch, fastball outside and low. Two balls and one strike. 375 to the power alleys. Next pitch, right down the pike. 2-2 the count on Carson Pratt. Fennell delivers. There's one foul tip caught by the catcher, Nolan Watson. He's doing an excellent job back there behind the plate. And so that's the first strikeout here for Connor Fennell. Derek Wood comes up now, stands in left-handed, really crowds the plate. First pitch, fastball, strike. Derek Wood hitting 308 with one home run, eight RBIs. If he gets on, he'll be a threat to go. Here's one fouled off the left-hand side. That one is going to be out of play. Beautiful day once again here. Next pitch, fastball outside. Two strikes and a ball. Connor Fennell winds and deals, and oh, that one just missed. Fastball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Next pitch, well outside. Runs the count full at 3-2. Next pitch, quickly delivered, and it's fouled out of play. Connor Fennell normally doesn't waste any time out there on the mound. Ball back to him, looks in, now the pitch. Here's one popped out on the left field side. Shortstop going over, and Omar Daniels has it.
We're seeing some phenomenal catches today, two by Eddie Yaman and one just now by Omar Daniels.
And they're not easy, certainly, aided by the fact that we've got an awful lot of wind out there. By the way, when I was putting Omar Daniels down here on my score sheet defensively, first pitch coming to Trimble is a strike. I wrote Omar, and then I put Williams. Sometimes you just don't think. The 0-1 pitch on its way. There's a grounder. Base hit out into left field. Trimble gets the second hit of the game for George Mason. And that'll bring up Jordan Smith. He was the second of the two foul outs to begin this game. Foul outs to first base. Fennell at the belt. Looks over. Runner going. Here's a throw down, and the runner is in there with a stolen base. South Trimble. Well, you knew that was likely. He came in here. 23 stolen bases in 24 attempts. So you can now make that 24 out of 25. So he's on second base. One ball on the batter. Look back to second. Fennell delivers. Here's one. Popped it up. Out to second base. Settling under that is David Mendez. And despite the single, no harm, there was a foul.
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
Foul out.
Yeah, foul out. Anyway, in the inning, no runs on a one hit, one runner left. We're through two and a half, and it is nothing-nothing, Dayton and George Mason, right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Bottom of the third inning, no score. Dayton coming to bat here. Alejandro Cazorla will lead it off, followed by Paxton Tomini and Omar Daniels. Cazorla was the hero of Friday night's game with a home run and the sack fly to win it. First pitch to him is outside, coming from Ryan Peterson, the left-hander. On deck, Tomini. One ball, no strikes. Peterson throws. Swung on and missed. Evens the count at 1-1. They're playing him shaded just ever so slightly to right field. The 1-1 pitch, here it is. Fouled off the right side, well out of play. Strike two.
We're getting another good crowd in here today.
Absolutely. What was the crowd yesterday? Over 500, I believe.
I think it was 512 is what they said.
Two strikes to the ball on the batter. Next one.
Down.
There's one left that out there in the left center field for a base hit. Over to cut it up is the third, the left fielder who throws it in. Jones throw, not in time, and it's a double for Cazorla.
That kid, all he does is hit.
Yep, and he got the start yesterday and today after heroics of Friday. Now here's Paxton Tomini, designated hitter. Paxton hitting 242, two home runs, and 15 RBIs. steps in right-handed. Cazorla takes a short lead out at second base. First pitch coming. There's a breaking ball for a strike swinging. No balls, one strike. Tomani holds that bat kind of perpendicular on just off the shoulder. Next pitch.
Ooh.
He bunts this one foul. Off to the right side, off the facing of the dugout. Flyer dugout down the right side. Over the third baseway. The green-shirted George Mason Patriots. The stretch, the look back to second. Peterson delivers. There's one. Check swing. They're going to check. Nope, he did not swing, says the base umpire.
It was close, though.
Two strikes and a ball with a runner on second base in Cazorla. On deck, Omar Daniels. Again, the look back by Peterson. He delivers. This one bounces in the dirt. Doing a good job keeping in front of it is Connor Dykstra. Dykstra did not catch yesterday. Yesterday's catcher for George Mason, he had his bell rung there at the plate at least once. 2-2 the count. Runner takes his lead at second. The next pitch. There's one just a tad low. 3-2 the count with first base open. And Omar Daniels.
He told me to guard it for you. Anybody that would sit in it, I'd have to throw him out the window.
Next pitch. Here's one. Punch foul. And off the fielder's glove down in right field. He was in foul territory. So
he saw that wall coming at him too quickly.
And he's going to have to go back to second base. He is Cazorla. Alejandro. Alejandro's a lot easier to say than Cazorla, because you want to put the R earlier in that. Of course, I can't say anything about anybody's name when my real last name is Sikirka. 3-2 the count.
Get that base hit.
Out into right center field. Goes to the wall. Run is going to score. As here comes Cazorla. And the Dayton Flyers take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the third inning. On second base with a double is Paxton Tomani. Two doubles in the inning. That plate's a run. And that brings Omar Daniels to the plate. Omar Daniels hitting 188. No home runs, two RBIs. So Dayton opens the scoring in this one, and it took them until the bottom of the third inning to do so.
Yeah, yesterday they had five runs in the first. It was 5-3 at the end of the first inning.
It took less than a half hour for two and a half innings here. Peterson glances back to second base, delivers to the plate, high and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes on Omar Daniels. Keegan Calero, the leadoff batter, on deck. At the stretch. Look back, and the pitch. Grounded foul over there, again off the facing of the Dayton dugout.
Almost got the bat boy.
One ball, one strike. Nobody out, so run in. Dayton, the 1-1 lead, 1-0. Tomati takes his lead. Next pitch. That's low. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Now Ryan Peterson taking his time now. Much as the pitch clock will allow you to these days. The next pitch swung on and missed. Strike two.
Omar had dreads when they had that versus cancer game. He had his head shaved and he hadn't had his hair cut in 16 years. But it was for a good cause.
Date now with three hits. A look back to second. Pitch swung on and missed by Daniels. First out here. That is the fourth strikeout rung up by Ryan Peterson. And with Tomani up there at second base, here comes leadoff batter Keegan Calero. Had a single in the first inning. Was erased on a double play.
It was a nice pickup by Proct. He threw it over to Trimble and Woods, and that was a nice play. It was a bang-bang play.
Right-hand batter, Calero. At the belt, Peterson throws the first pitch high. One ball and no strikes. Win from left field to right field. So it should help the left-hand batters, to be sure. The 1-0 pitch. Curveball inside. Two balls and no strikes. Ryan Peterson, where's number 23? Again, they've got those kind of dark olive green with the yellow or gold for the trim, white pants. Swung on and missed. Two balls and one strike on Keegan Calero. David Pedano scheduled up next. Runner on second base takes his lead. Tomani. Just now stepping on the rubber. At the belt and the pitch. There's a fastball low. Three balls and one strike. Just one out. First base sitting there open right now. Early in the ball game. Could be that worry about 21 down the pike. There's one off the outside quarter. Strike two. Three balls and two strikes with one out. Keegan Calero. The 3-2 pitch. Here it is inside. Flyers have them at first and second. A run in. And David Pedano comes up.
Pitching coach coming out to talk to his pitcher.
So, while that happens, more action for us coming up on Wednesday. The next broadcast here on the Gem City Sports Network. And that is going to be Ohio University in for a non-conference game. It'll be a 3 o'clock start, so we'll be on the air at 2:30. On the 16th, the day before, team's going to be at Akron. Then immediately after that Ohio U game, they'll be getting on the bus and headed to VCU for a three-game weekend series.
That's going to be huge. VCU is in first place. Dayton a game behind them in the standings, and should be a good one. VCU is playing St. Bonaventure today. St. Bonaventure beat them in the first game, and then VC won the second game. They start at 1 o'clock.
Not a lot of home games left for the Dayton Flyers. One of those home games will be on the 23rd down at Day Air Ballpark. So stepping in, David Pedano. Runners take their leads at first and second. First pitch outside from Peterson. David Pedano struck out looking in the first inning. Pedano, a couple of home runs this year. Peterson will look back to second, delivers. Here's one. It's out into right field, and under it, the right fielder, Derek Wood, has it. Runners cannot advance, and they're now two away. And with the runners out there on first and second, it's going to be David Mendez. He hit into a double play in the first inning.
Eight home games remaining here on the schedule for the Flyers. We will have all of them for you here on the Gem City Sports Network.
A look back to second base by Peterson. He delivers to the plate. First pitch hits the outside corner on David Mendez for a strike. I've got five. Yeah,
Those are here.
Yeah, okay. They didn't have it bolded.
No.
Next pitch, a ball. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners on first and second. Ryan Peterson is trailing 1-0. He's in a bit of a problem here. He's pitched well to this point. Look back to second. Next pitch. Here's one. Deep out into center field. Back. And it's off the fielder's glove. He's going to stop at second base. Does David Mendez. But two runs come in. And the Flyers now lead it 3-0. Coming to the plate, both Tomini and Calero. That was a tough chance out there in center field. Jordan Smith having to go back. Wasn't 100% sure how far away he was from the wall. And eventually, I think he just probably took his eye off it just a little bit. And it hits off the heel of the glove.
I think the wind had a little bit to do with it, too.
Stepping in now, Mason Dobie. Flew out to third base his first time up. First pitch, strike call, the fastball. 0-2-0 for George Mason. 3-4-0 for the Flyers. At the belt, Peterson looks back a couple of times. Now here's one, grounded, shortstop out on the grass. He's got it, throws the first base. South Trimble to Reese Woody. And that'll do it for the third inning. In the inning, Dayton had 1, 2, 3, 4 base hits, 3 runs, and a runner left on base. After 3, it is 3-0. Dayton Flyers leading George Mason here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Top of the fourth inning, Dayton with a 3-0 lead, 0-2-0 for the Patriots. 3-4-0 for the Dayton Flyers. It's going to be Ben Jones, Connor Dykstra, and Reese Woody. The three batters up here for George Mason, and in for the play-by-play, here's Doug.
Thank you, Tom. And I thought you might be doing just the first inning after the last couple of days, but
not today.
Yeah,
very quick.
So three innings, 45 minutes. So that's not too bad. So Ben Jones will lead it off for the Patriots, followed by Connor Dykstra and Reese Woody. Ben, a former Flyer, is from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So he's batting right-handed. He doubled out to left his last time up. Here's another base hit out towards left. And it's going to fall in front of Calero. So a base knock for Jones. Third hit of the game for the Patriots. That'll bring up Connor Dykstra. Dykstra grounded over to Dobie in the first to end the first inning. So Dykstra settling in. Here's the pitch by Fennell. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The Flyers tied for second place now I can't find the standings like I thought I had them. But anyway, 2-0 the count. St. Louis is in first place. We're a game behind the Billikens, and that's going to be a huge series over in St. Louis coming up in first part of May. Fennell delivers. Dishes down low for a ball, 3-0 the count. Jones standing over at first base with the base hit out to left field. Fennell sets. And fires. Runner goes. Fakes going, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. Defensively for the Flyers, Yaman at first, Mendez at second, Daniels at short, Dobie at third. Calero in left, Padano in center, Cazorla in right, Watson behind the plate, and Fennell on the mound. And here goes the runner, and a foul, a screaming foul ball just over the head of the players in the first base dugout. Three balls and two strikes to count. To Connor Dykstra with Reese Woody on deck. St. Louis leading Davidson 5-0 early in that one. Here's a stretch by Fennell. A long look. He's got plenty of time, and he fires. Fly ball well hit out towards right or left. Going back, and that is out of here. Connor Dykstra puts the Patriots on the board. It's now 3-2. Solo home, or a two-run homer. You can hear the crowd from George Mason giving him a hand. Dykstra hitting his sixth home run of the year, getting his 25th RBI. First pitch to Reese Woody is in there for a called strike. He flied out to Daniels at short his first time up. Quinn Irons on deck. No balls, one strike. Fennell delivers. Outside for a ball. Pop up out towards left. That's going back. Going back is Padano on the track. He's got it. That was hard hit, too. The wind blowing out. So that's going to help some of the balls getting out of here, and that'll bring up James Quinn Irons. Struck out swinging his first time up. As Watson going out to calm down the freshman from Londonderry, New Hampshire. So you only get so many trips to the mound. There's a windup and a pitch. In there for called strike. Got the inside corner for called strike one. Finau getting the sign from Watson. He rocks and fires outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Aces across. One ball, one strike, one out. Finau delivers. Down low for ball. Two balls and a strike. One down here in the top half of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch in there for called strike three. And that'll bring up Evan Blanchard. Blanchard played out to Padano in center field to close out the second inning. First pitch in there for a called ball. One ball, no strikes. UMass leading Fordham 4-2. Next pitch is a ball, two balls, and no strikes. Richmond over George Washington in the top of the second, 2-1. Pitch inside, almost hit him. 3-0 the count. Finau trying to get out of this one. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball four. So that is just the first walk issued by Finau. That'll bring up Carson Procht, who struck out his first time up. So for now, three strikeouts on the day. Finau looks over at first, fires up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes.
That's only the ninth walk is given up this season by Connor Finau.
Finau staring in. Now he gets a sign. He'll take a peek over at first base. He sets. Delivers the 1-1 pitch. No, he's going to throw over to first. Almost got him. If Yaman would have held on to it, that probably could have been. Probably could have got him. Here's a stretch in the pitch. This is inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes with two down here in the top half of the fourth inning. Yesterday, I think we were still in the top of the first, an hour into the game. Go over to first. Back safely is the runner, Evan Blanchard, at first base. Derek Wood on deck. Some stirring down in the UD bullpen. Ground ball foul down third base side and in, out to left field. Two and one to count. Finau sets and fires. Foul back. Two and two the count. St. Joseph leads Rhode Island 2-0, top of the second inning. St. Louis over Davidson 5-0 in the third. And VCU and St. Bonaventure just getting started. There's a stretch by Finau. A long look over first, fires over there! And a little bit more on target, he would have had him. Finau staring at his wrist with the pitch comm. Here's the pitch. 2-2 the count. A long look. Runner goes. Called strike three. And that's going to do it for the Patriots here in inning number four. They get two runs, though, on two hits. No errors, a runner left on, and at the end of three and a half, it's the Flyers leading 3-2. Back after this timeout, you're listening to the Dayton Flyers on the Gem City Sports Network.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Yeah, back here at AES Ohio Stadium, Warner Field, the Flyers coming to the plate. It'll be Nolan Watson, Eddie Yaman the fourth, and Alejandro Cazorla do up. We just had a spot there for our Profiler Performance Products. Racing season is, local racing season is underway. You get out to any of the tracks around here? Do you get to go to any of the tracks around here?
I haven't been a whole lot lately. I used to go up to Eldora quite a bit, and I'd wind up out there at Gilcare every once in a while.
First pitch to Watson outside, ball one. He's 0 for 1, struck out his first time up. I like going to Eldora, Gilcare, and Shady Bowl. And Waynesfield. Waynesfield's got a dirt track up there. There's a windup and a pitch. Pop-up behind the plate. Look out. And it falls right in front of the first base dugout. They could not see it. One ball, one strike to count to Watson. Has the IndyCar season started?
Yeah, they've had a couple of races. Their next one is at Long Beach next Sunday.
Here's a pitch. Misses high for a ball, 2-1.
They had a big hole in between the first and the second race, so they put an exhibition race in between. It wasn't all that successful. But St. Pete, huge crowds down there.
Here's the pitch. Up high for ball 3-1. Indianapolis coming up at the end of next month. I know you're looking forward to going over.
Oh, yeah. I take my two grandsons over there every year.
3-1 to count. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball 4. So Watson is on with a walk. And that'll bring up Eddie Yaman. He also struck out his first time up. 3-4-0 for the Flyers. 2-4-0 for the Patriots. So, runner at first base and Nolan Watson, Yaman coming to the plate, Cazorla on deck. Back here again on Wednesday when the Ohio U Bobcats come calling to Warner Field. Here's the pitch. Pitch is a little bit outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. OU, the home of Mike Schmidt. Three, two is our score. Here's a stretch by Peterson, and he fires. Line drive, base hit out towards center field. Watson is going to round second. He's going to go to third, standing up. So runners at first and third now with nobody out. Nice base hit by Eddie. And that'll bring up Alejandro Cazorla. Cazorla hit a rocket out to left center field for a double leading off the third inning. So he's coming to the plate with nobody out and two on. UD Arena very quiet today. They'll pick up next Thursday with the winter guard. 3-2 is our score. Runners at first and third with nobody out, and Cazorla stepping to the plate. Here's a pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. No action down in either bullpen. So the catcher going out to talk to his pitcher. I'd love to go over to Indianapolis one more time, but I don't think my body will let me.
It's a long walk from everywhere there.
They don't let you park inside anymore?
My race day parking is inside.
Okay.
That I buy. It's actually on the infield road course. But all the media stuff, they are now outside. And with the road course and other things that they have put in there, there's relatively little parking inside.
Oh, wow. One ball and no strikes. A count to Alejandro Cazorla. On deck, Paxton Tomini. So Peterson stepping on the rubber. He'll set and look over at first base. Here's the pitch. Up a little bit outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, I remember going over to Indianapolis on the coldest day they ever had over there.
92?
Yep.
Yep.
And that's when, who was it? He was on the pole, and he made a left turn into the wall.
Oh, Guerrero.
Yeah. Pitches outside for ball three, 3-0.
And it was a bad day for the Andretti's.
Yeah.
Mario crashed. I think he broke a toe, and his son Jeff crashed over in turn two and really had serious leg injuries. Luckily, he was able to recover from that.
3-0. Pitches outside. Bases are loaded with nobody out. That'll bring up Paxton Tomini, who doubled to right his first time up. Scored the first run of the game for the Flyers. When is the last year that A.J. Foyt raced 92? Or was that earlier?
Yeah, his last race was 92. He was entered in 93 and was planning to race. And the first morning of qualifications, he just pulled in and said, I've got a young driver out there driving with me. He says, I need to be his coach. I can't be worrying about this other thing. And he retired.
First pitch to Tomani is in there for a called strike one.
He did come back the next year and race in the first Brickyard.
Oh, Brickyard 400?
Yeah.
I'm glad they're putting it back on the oval again. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right to the second baseman. Flips to second for one. Over to first, double play. And a run scores as Watson comes in to score. It makes it now 4-1 or 4-2. So it goes 6-4-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Omar Daniels. Daniels struck out his first time up. So two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning and standing over at third base. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. See, that was Yaman over at third now. Here's the pitch. Up high and outside for a ball. Yaman standing over third base. With two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Flyers got three in the bottom of the third inning. Mason got, here's a pitch. In there for called strike. George Mason got two in the top of this inning, and Dayton has come back and scored their fourth run of the game. Two balls and a strike, the count. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just misses high for ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 4-2 Flyers leading it, trying to sweep George Mason. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Count goes to 3-2. Big series next weekend over at Richmond when they take on the Commodores of Virginia, VCU. Here's a stretch. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Dykstra. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fourth inning. They do get a run, though, on a hit. No errors and a runner left on. And at the end of four complete, it's the Flyers 4 and the Patriots 2. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, specialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. We go to the top of the fifth inning, and George Mason will send up Derek Wood. And it is a fly ball out towards left. Going back is the left fielder, and he can't get it. Wood has got around second, come into third, sliding in with a triple. So Calero couldn't come up with it.
Second baseman, Tom Trouble.
It was well hit, and the wind was blowing out that way. That'll ring up the top of the order in South Trimble. Trimble singled his last time up, out to Calero and left. There's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. And there for a called strike. Fennell might be getting close to the end of his pitch count since he pitched 13 pitches yesterday. Couple of pitchers warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Here's a line drive right back past Fennell into center field, and it's now 4-3. As Derek Wood comes in.
The center fielder, George Smith.
And here comes Tommy Winterstein to go out and talk to his coach. Or talk to his pitcher, I mean. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 23rd, when the Dayton Flyers take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels down at Day Air Ballpark. Game time is 7 p.m. Gates open at 6. Tickets are required. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. And also by calling the Dayton Dragons office at 937-228-2287, $5 for children, $10 for adults. Students at the University of Dayton get in for nothing, and there will be rides provided by the RTA Flyer from the campus to the ballpark. Fennell staring in at his pitch com. Now he sets and looks over at first base. Nobody out here in the fifth. Throw over to first, and back safely is Trimble. Jordan Smith stepping to the plate. He's over two. He's flied to first and flied to second. The one over to Yaman in the first inning was a circus catch. Here's a stretch by Finelli. Delivers and a pop-up. Calling for it is Daniels at short and has it. There's one down. They'll bring up Ben Jones. Jones the thorn in the side of Finnell here today. He's two for two. He's doubled and singled and scored a run. So he scored the first run of the game for the Patriots. 4-3 is our score right now. Throw over to first. Trimble back. Our next broadcast of Dayton Flyer Baseball will be on Wednesday when the Ohio Bobcats come calling. 3 o'clock first pitch will be on the air at 2:30 with all the pregame festivities. Here's a pitch inside that got him. So Jones is on with another hit for the third time today, only this time he got hit by a pitch. So that sends Trimble down to second. Jones at first and Connor Dykstra stepping to the plate. He powered one over the left field wall. In the fourth inning, a two-run homer made it 3-2. One down is Fennell. Looks back at second base. Trimble, a good lead. And here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. The ball's in the strike. Fennell staring in at his pitch com, and now he sets. He's still looking. He's got to hurry. He's got 2 seconds time called. Steps off the rubber. He's down to 2 seconds on the time, on the pitch clock. Here's a pitch. I think Watson wanted to throw to second, but the ball popped out of his glove. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike, one down. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, here's the pitch. They throw back. They got him picked off. They got Trimble. Goes one to six to five to four on the putout. So two down. And standing at second base is Ben Jones. As South was in no man's land. He was either going to be out or somebody was going to be out. Let's put it that way. Here's a pitch by Fennell. Breaking pitch stays outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul just down the third base line and all the way down to the wall out and left. Keegan Calera going to collect it and send it over to the George Mason bullpen. 8 games remain on the schedule here at home for the Flyers. Ohio, Eastern Kentucky, Davidson, and Rhode Island. The teams coming in. Davidson was one of those teams that was always at the top of the list. Now they're all the way at the bottom. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Up high for ball three, 3-2. VCU is in first place, though. St. Louis is in first place. Fennell looks back at second base. Delivers the payoff pitch. Pop-up. Calling for it is Mendez, and he's got it. And that's going to do it for George Mason here in inning number five. They get a run on two hits. There were no errors, and a runner left on. And at the end of four and a half, it's the Flyers 4 and the Patriots 3 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
To the fifth inning we go. Dayton leading at 4-3. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Flyers. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for George Mason. And coming to the plate for the Flyers, it'll be Calero, Pedano, and Mendez due up for Dayton here in inning number five. Football going to start over there at 3:30. If you want to come on out, stop here first. So,
leading off for the Flyers, the left fielder,
Keegan Calero. So Keegan Calero is leading off here in the fifth inning. Calero 1-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Singled out to center field, right center field, his first time up. Peterson back on the mound for the Patriots. First pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to count. Good, another good crowd on hand here at the ballpark. 5-12 yesterday. Here's the pitch. And they're for called strike one. One ball, one strike. Peterson staring in. There's the wind in the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. There's a wind in the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, and into the bullpen. Ryan Peterson from Orchard Park, New York. Home of the Buffalo Bills. 2 balls and two strikes to count to the leadoff hitter Keegan Calero here in inning number five. Grounder to the shortstop. Proc picks it up, fires over to first in time, one down. Gonna bring up David Pedano. David is 0 for 2 on the day, struck out and flied to right. David playing center field. He played first base for a little bit yesterday and did a tremendous job. There's a pop-up coming back towards the dugout. Hits the top of the dugout and bounces it. Foul. No balls and a strike to count to Pedano. Peterson rocks and fires outside for ball one. One ball and one strike with one down. Woody, Trimble, Proct, and Blanchard, the infield for the Patriots is foul back. Yeah, Jones, Smith, and Wood in the outfield from left to right, and Dykstra behind the plate, Peterson on the mound. St. Louis in first place at 7-2. VCU, Dayton, tied it for second at 6-2. Next pitch is down low for a ball. 2-2 the count with one down here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. A one-run lead by the for the Flyers. They've only scored less than five runs once. There's a slow grounder. Padid's got some run. David's got some running speed, and he beats it out. So an infield base hit for Pedano, and that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez doubled out to center field his last time up. He's 1-2. St. Louis in first is 6-2. Dayton and VCU tied at 6-2. Richmond 5-3. George Washington, Rhode Island, and Fordham all at 4-4. George Mason is at 3-5. So next weekend's going to be a big series over in Richmond, VCU, with VCU. And a couple of weeks later, they'll be at St. Louis, first part of May. May 10, 11, and 12, I think. They're over in St. Louis. But the games over at VCU and also in St. Louis are going to be on ESPN Plus, so no sense of me driving all the way over there for that. Here's throw down to first. Pedano back safely. One ball and no strikes to count to David Mendez. Wish safe travels to the couple I talked to on Friday as they are heading back to Virginia right now. Drive safely. It was nice meeting you. Throw over to first. Pedano dives back in. A ball and no strikes with one out here in inning number five for the Flyers. Throw over to first. Pedano back safely. Football at 3:30, just over the outfield walls here. Here's a stretch by Peterson. Looks over at first base and fires. Foul back out of play, and it's going to go into foul territory. One ball and one strike with one out. Pedano standing over at first base. Throw over to first. Pedano back. One ball, one strike, one out. Pedano getting a short lead. They fire over to first. Back safely. Edwin C. Moses Speedway is opened. One ball, one strike, one out. Here's a stretch. He's going to look over first, and he fires. And the line drive, well, right out towards left. Jones going after it, has it on the run. And there's two down. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie quiet today. He's 0-2.
Mason Dobie.
Dobie will step to the plate with the runner at first base and David Pedano with two out here in the fifth. There's one hearty soul sitting over there at the football field right now. Dobie batting left-handed. Here's the throw over to first. Pedano dives back in there safely. Another great crowd on hand here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium today. There's a stretch. Pedano goes. Throw down to second, and Padano's in there, sliding in there. Stolen base for David. Padano, another stolen base. I think he's only been caught one time. Padano is 20 of 22 now. There's a stretch. Peterson delivers inside, almost hitting. Two balls and no strikes. Padano standing at second base with his 20th stolen base of the year. Outfield rather deep for Dobie. Nolan Watson on deck. They throw back to second, and they almost got him. I mean, that was very close. The outfielders were already on their way home, back to the dugout. That was close. Two balls and no strikes with two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A one-run lead for the Flyers, 4-3. In this series, that is not the close to Boone State. Another throwback. Padano sliding back in head first. A one-run lead in this series has not been safe at all. 6-5, 11-inning win for the Flyers on Friday. And marathon yesterday, 17-14. Here's the pitch and a line drive up towards right. That's going to fall in front of the left of the center, the right fielder, and Padano is going to come around to score to make it 5-3. So an RBI single for Mason Dobie.
The catcher, Nolan Watson.
That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson struck out and walked his first two times up. For Dobie, that is RBI number 30 on the year. Here's a pitch down low for ball. Ball and no strikes the count to Nolan Watson, the catcher. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Peterson towing the rubber once again. There's no action in neither bullpen right now. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, right here, towards left, turn, going back, off the left. Going in the third, and coming home is Dobie with a throw at the plate, he is safe, and going into first base is Nolan Watson. That is now 6-3. I think that's going to be a double, and Watson going to third on the play. So, two down. Well, it's two runs in. It's now 6-3. Flyers leading it. Bats are coming alive here in the third, fourth, and fifth innings. Now action down in the Mason bullpen. Here's a fly back out of play. Hits on top of the clubhouse. 0-1 to count. So Watson picks up another RBI. That'll be number 25 on the year for him. Alejandro Cazorla on deck. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two runs in. Dayton scored three in the third, one in the fourth, two here in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. I tell you what, this team is a lot of fun to watch. Reminds me of the 2022 Cleveland Indians, or Guardians at the time. That was fun. Yeah, that team was fun to watch. Here's a fly ball, way out towards left, but that's going to go foul. And well into the football field over. So the count goes two balls, two strikes with two out, and a runner on at third. And Nolan Watson. They're going to give him a triple. Watson. Here's a pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number five. They get two runs on three hits. No errors, a runner left on, and at the end of five complete, it's the Flyers six and the Patriots three. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the top half of the sixth inning, Connor Fennell back on the mound. He's done a great job. He came in yesterday and pitched the last inning through 13 pitches. And so they kept him out there for today. So Fennell goes six. He's in line for the win now. It'll be Woody, Quinn Irons, and Blanchard due up for the Patriots here in the top of the sixth inning. Woody, 0 for 2, flied to short, flied to center. It's two times up. Woody, a left-hander, stepping back into the Warner Field batter's box. Here's the first pitch by Fennell. It's in there for a called strike on the inside portion of the plate. Six to three is our score. Here's the pitch. Inside, almost the same place, but this time they call it a ball. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Flyers. 3-6 and 0 for the Patriots. Here's a pop-up. And Watson's not going to have any chance of getting that. It's 1-2. Fennell delivers. Here's a pop-up. This time, Daniels has a beat on it and has it. There's one down. Let's bring up James Quinn Irons. Irons is 0 for 2. He struck out twice.
The designated hitter, James Quinn Irons.
So Fennell's gone 5 3 innings. Has given up 6 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He's walked 1, struck out 4. Pitch is a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. 6-3 is our score. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Fennell rocks and fires 1-1. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. 1-2. Fennell doing a phenomenal job here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Up high for ball. 2-2. It's Parenton's grandfather and his brother sitting in the front row. Here's a pitch. Pop up, back out of play. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Here's the pitch by Fennell. It's ground ball. This time to Mendez at second. He's going to have to hurry. Flips over to first. Two down. Going to bring up Evan Blanchard. Blanchard has walked his last time up. He's 0 for 1.
The third baseman, Evan Blanchard.
Fennell, 81 pitches so far. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike one. There is action down in the Dayton bullpen there. Two pitchers, they're ready to go. Here's the 0-1 pitch by Fennell. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Fennell winds and delivers the 0-2. Fly ball out towards right field. That's going to get down and go all the way to the wall. Blanchard's going to round first or second. He's going to stop right there, though. So a two-out double out to right center field.
Shortstop.
And that's going to bring up Carson Procht. He's 0 for 2. He struck out twice. Fennell staring in at Watson. Now he sits, looks back at second base. Blanchard a good lead out there. Nobody around him. Here in the sixth, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch and line drive right past Dobie at third. Here comes the throw home and not in time. Blanchard comes home on the single by Procht. And that makes it now 6-4.
Right fielder, Derek Wood.
That'll bring up the dangerous Derek Wood. He tripled his last time up. He's 1 for 2. Runner goes, a pop-up heading out towards center field. Padano coming in and calling for it and has it, and that's going to do it for the Patriots here in the sixth inning. They get a run on two hits. There was no errors, a runner left. At the end of 5.5, it's the Flyers 6 and the Patriots 4 back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Patriots.
Number 22, Ryan Edmonds.
Ryan Edmonds will step to the mound. Edmonds making his third appearance. He's pitched two innings, given up five hits, four runs, three earned. He's walked one, struck out three, and he's got a 13.50 ERA. So the first pitching change of the day. Alejandro Cazorla will be the first man he faces. Alejandro is one for one. He doubled and scored in the third and walked and was raced on the front end of a double play in the fifth. Or I mean in the fourth. So here comes Alejandro to the plate.
The right fielder, Alejandro Cazorla.
Alejandro earned a starting spot yesterday after his heroics on Friday. A home run to tie the game up in the 10th inning, and then he had a sack fly in the 11th to bring home a run. So Cazorla will step in. Tomani on deck. So here's a windup in the pitch. And if we're called strike one. So Edmonds getting the sign. He delivers the 0-1. Pitches inside for a ball. Six-four is our score. Flyers leading it, trying to sweep the series. Here's a pitch and a foul back. Won the first game 6-5 and 11, and yesterday in a wild one 17-14. Here's a windup and a pitch. Foul back out of play. Count stays 1-2. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cazorla out swinging, and that'll bring up Paxton Tomani. Tomani doubled in the third and grounded out in the fourth. So Michael Adair will come to the plate for Tomani. Adair batting 278 with two home runs, 19 runs batted in. Five doubles and two triples to go along with those two home runs. Pitch down low. One and oh the count. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. Ryan Edmondson is just his third appearance of the year. Two balls, no strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Ryan Edmonds is a sophomore from Severn, Maryland. Went to Archbishop Curley High School. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul back over the screen. Two balls, two strikes with one down. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the wind and the 2-2 pitch. High and outside for ball three. Daniels on deck. There's the windup and the pitch by Edmonds. Let it foul back. Off the screen. Three balls, two strikes, one down here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Little looper out towards short, but it's not going to get out to the out of the infield. There's two down.
The shortstop, Omar Daniels.
So Omar Daniels will step to the plate. He struck out swinging twice. So Peterson goes five innings, gives up eight hits, six runs, all earned. Walked three, struck out six through 92 pitches. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. Nothing going on in Dayton bullpen, so Fidel might come out for another inning. Got the save yesterday, I believe. Here's the pitch. Called strike. A ball on the strike with two down. Here in the sixth, a 6-4 Dayton lead. Here's the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. One and two the count. With the way this series is going, two-run lead is not safe at all. Edmonds rocks and fires. Called strike three. Daniels is out. Strikes out for the third time. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of six, the Flyers six and the Patriots four. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. We do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Connor Fennell going into the seventh inning now. It'll be the top of the order. Trimble, Smith, and Jones do up for George Mason here in the seventh inning. Here's a windup and a pitch by Fennell. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. This kid is doing great so far today. Fennell getting the sign. Now he rocks and fires the 0-1. Grounder, this time to Daniels at short. Fires over to first, one up, one down. They'll bring up Jordan Smith. Smith 0 for 3. Slide to first, slide to second, slide to short. Fennell, time called. Duke Baker. There's a fly ball heading out towards second. Mendez has it. There's two down. Baker and Tran warming up in the Dayton bullpen. There's two down. That'll bring up Ben Jones. Jones 2 for 2. He's doubled, singled, and was hit by a pitch. Time called is the head coach over there at George Mason. Sean Camp wants to talk to his left fielder. Gives us a chance to tell you that coming up on Tuesday the 23rd, it's the Flyers and Eastern Kentucky Colonels down at Day Air Ballpark. Go to Ticketmaster.com or call the Dragons at 937-228-2287. $5 for children, 14 and under, $10 for adults. Puts it in there for a called strike one to Ben Jones. Umpire looking over the third base dugout. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. just misses a little bit outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Here's the wind in the pitch by Fennell. Fly ball well hit out towards Padano. It's going over his head and out of here. Ben Jones, it's a home run. It's now 6-5. So Jones has been a thorn in the Fennell side all day. First pitch is in there for a called strike to Connor Dykstra. Jones hits his second home run of the year. No balls and a strike to count to Dykstra. Two down here in the sixth. 6-5 is our score. Here's a pitch and a ground ball right back to Connor. He's going to pick it up, fire over to first. And that's going to do it for the Patriots here in inning number 7. They get a run on a hit. There was no errors, nobody left. The end of 6.5, it's the Flyers 6 and the Patriots 5. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Six-five is our score. As we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Flyers. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Patriots. Flyers will send up the top of the order. Calero, Padano, and Mendez do up here for the Flyers here in seventh inning. So, leading it off will be Keegan Calero. Calero 1-for-2 on the day with a walk. Singled in the first. Flyers got 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth. George Mason got a run or two runs in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh to make it 6-5. So Calero will step in for the Flyers. There's a windup in the pitch. High and inside for a ball. Ball and no strikes. Flyers are 6-5 on Sunday. Here's a pitch up high for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Trying to keep pace with VCU. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. VCU up in St. Bonaventure. St. Louis leading in the league. They lead Davidson 7-2. Here's a pitch inside, called strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. VCU trailing St. Bonaventure 4-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Called strike three. So Calero's out looking. So David Padano will come to the plate. Padano is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the fifth inning. Mendez on deck. Here's a pitch and a ground ball, third base side, picking it up. It's third baseman over to first, got him two down. That'll bring up Mendez. Mendez doubled. He's 1-for-3. Doubled in a couple of runs. Doubled in the first two runs of the game in the third inning. So Mendez will step to the plate. Edmonds in relief of Peterson. Two out here in the seventh. Pitches in there for a called strike at the letters. Fordham leads UMass 6-5 in the top of the ninth inning. Richmond all over George Washington 10-1 in the bottom of the fourth. Sounds like our game yesterday. One ball, one strike the count. There's the wind and the pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. St. Joseph leads Rhode Island, bottom of the fifth, 4-1. Top of the sixth, St. Louis, 7-2 over Davidson. Davidson was top of the league last year. Here's a pitch and a pop-up out towards center field. Coming over Smith and has it. That's going to do it for the Flyers here in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of seven, it's the Flyers. 6 and the Patriots 5. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the top of the eighth inning, Connor Purnell back out there. Connor's gone seven innings, given up nine hits, five runs, all earned, walked one, struck out four. He's thrown 94 pitches. See how far Coach King lets him go here as there is action down in the Dayton bullpen. Looks like Luke Baker is the left-hander down there, and it is. So, leading it off for George Mason will be Reese Woody, the first baseman. Woody 0-for-3 on the day. He's flied to short twice and flied out to Padano and out in center. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Flyer bench is going to start getting a little bit rowdy now. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left. That's going to get, or towards right center. That's going to get down to hit the wall, and stopping at second base is the tying run in Reese Woody. They bring up James Quinn Irons. Irons is 0-for-3 on the day. He struck out twice and grounded out to second. Tenth hit of the game for the Patriots. Fennell, I think he's getting a little tired. But he's still in there. He's still fighting, though. There's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. No balls and a strike. So we play here in the top half of the eighth inning, 6-5 Flyers. Runner on at second base. Woody with a base hit or a double. Pinnell delivers. This is outside for ball two. Or ball one. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike. Here's the stretch. Pinnell looking back at second base. Now he fires. Fly ball well hit out towards right. That's going to be trouble, and it is a fair ball. And here comes Woody around to tie the game up. And we're tied at six. So Quentin Irons hits a double out towards right. So Evan Blanchard will step to the plate. He doubled to right his last time up. He's one for two, and I think that's going to be enough for Connor Fennell. Fennell did a dandy job today, and he also finished out the game last night. So he's on the... So runner at second base is Connor's done, and we're going to take a brief timeout back after this.
Everybody buckle up. Bum, 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 bum. Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on.
Buckle up.
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Flyers, and that will be Aiden Tran. Tran making his 12th appearance. He's pitched 19 innings, given up 17 hits, 13 runs, 11 earned. Walked 17, struck out 28, and a 5.21 ERA. He is 1-0 on the year, and he started four games. So Tran going to try and stop it for Connor Fennell. So, Tran will try to come in and stop the Patriots here in the eighth. I hope you can join us on Wednesday when the Ohio U Bobcats come calling. Game at 3 o'clock. Be on the air at 2:30. Tom Michaels and myself will do the broadcast. Tom had to take off early today because he's doing the PA over at the... football spring game. And that starts in an hour and a half. So come on out. Stop out here to watch the end of this one. Game's just 2 hours old. 2 hours and 3 minutes old. It's a quick one. But as soon as I say that, it's going to be... Here's a throw back to second. To Daniels, runner back safely. Quinn Irons at second base. He knocked in Reese Woody and tied this game up at six. Tran delivers, pitches, and hits him. So the runner at second base, Woody, is, or Quinn Irons, is the responsibility of Connor Fennell. Carson Proct coming to the plate. He's 1-for-3. Singled his last time up, knocked in a run. Here's a pitch and a bunt. Right down to first, back to the pitcher. Tran fires over to first, and there's one down. Sack bunt works, and runners move up. Derek Wood will step to the plate. He's one for three, doubled, and scored in the fifth. So runners at second and third with one down. Wood stepping in to the left-hand hitting batter's box. Here's a pitch down low. Ball gets away. Here comes the runner from third. And they can't get him. And here comes another run in. And coming all the way around is Blanchard. It's now 8-6. On a wild pitch. Scores two. So nobody on with one down. And time is called. Here comes Coach King out. And we may have a pitching change already for Trent. So Wood was his first batter. So that's going to do it for Aiden Tran. And we're going to have a pitching change back after this with a new pitcher.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Luke Baker on the mound now for the Flyers. Luke making his eighth appearance. He started one game. He's pitched 9 1/3 innings, giving up 19 runs, 10 hits, or 19 hits, 10 runs, 10 hits, or 10 earned runs. 5 walks, 8 strikeouts, and he is 1-1 on the year. So Baker's coming in for Tran. Flyers trail it. George Mason has scored 3 times here in this 8th inning. But you can't count the Flyers out at all. They've been scoring a lot of runs. As a matter of fact, in the 8th inning, Flyers have scored 18 runs, 27 in the 9th. The most they've scored was 35 in the 2nd inning. So there we go. Wood standing back in. Baker's on the mound for the Flyers as he's going from the stretch. Here's the pitch. First pitch is outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Or 2 balls, no strikes. I'm sorry. He inherited a 1-0 count to Wood. Here's the pitch. High and outside for a ball as Wood squared around the bunt. 3-0 the count. Outfield straight away. Here's the pitch. Called strike right down and over the plate. Flyer bench. Encouraging Baker. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards Calero. Has it. One down. Or two down.
Second baseman, South Trimble.
That'll bring up South Trimble. Trimble is 2-for-3, or 2-for-4 on the day. Fouled out to the first baseman, Yaman, and singled twice and grounded out to Omar at short. Two down. Nobody on here in the bottom of the, or top of the 8th. Pitch is high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Like I said, don't count these Flyers out. Baker staring in, trying to get the third out. Here's the pitch. Grounder to Dobie at third, but foul. 1-1 the count. Outfield straightaway. With the wind blowing the way it is, this two-run lead for George Mason is not safe. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. 1-2 the count. It'll be Dobie, Watson, and Yaman due up in the eighth inning for the Flyers. Double barrel action down in the Dayton bullpen. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Foul ball into the dugout down the third base side. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out to count to Trimble. Baker sets and fires. Breaking pitch called, strike three. So that's going to do it for George Mason here in the eighth inning. They get three runs on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on. And at the end of 7.5, it's the Patriots 8 and the Flyers 6. Back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Flyers find themselves down by two here as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning. Dobie, Watson, and Yaman. Do up for the Flyers here in the eighth.
Leading up for the Flyers, the third baseman, Mason Dobie.
Flyers can break it open at any time. They just have to do it. Edmonds back on the mound for the Patriots. 8-11-0 for the Patriots. Here's the pitch in the ground ball. Slow roller to second base. Picking it up, Trimble over to first. One up, one down. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson tripled his last time up. He was the last one to get a hit for the Flyers. 8-11-0 for the Patriots. 6-8-0 for the Flyers. Edmonds gets the sign. Now he sets and delivers, and a swing and a miss by Watson. Oh, and one to count. Here's the wind in the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Spring football comes to an end today over at UD, over to practice field. 3:30, the kickoff. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Up high for ball two. 2-1 to count. One down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flyers trailing at 8-6. Here's a pitch. Called strike two on the corner. Another good crowd here on hand for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little high for a ball. 3-2 the count to Nolan Watson. Edmonds shaking off. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards Jones and left and makes a diving catch. And there's two down. That'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman is one for three, struck out twice, singled. Alejandro Cazorla on deck. Can he be a hero again today? Flyers down by two. Here in the bottom of the eighth. There's the wind in the pitch. Got the inside corner for a called strike one. Edmund rocks and fires. Delivers. In there for... Just misses inside. That looked better than that first one. One ball, one strike with two down here in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch just misses outside for a ball. 2-1. The umpire had to take a good hard look at it, I tell you. Here's the wind in the pitch. A little fly ball out towards Smith in center. And he's got it, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in inning number eight. They have gone. They've retired the last 10 Flyers. As we go to the top of the ninth inning, it's the Patriots 8 and the Dayton Flyers 6 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
To the top of the ninth inning we go. Luke Baker back out on the mound for the Flyers. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Patriots. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Flyers. And coming to the plate for the Patriots will be Jordan Smith, Ben Jones, and Connor Dykstra. Jordan Smith on the day is 0 for 4. He's flied to second twice, flied to first, and flied to short. Flyers to open to hold the Patriots to nothing here. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. It'll be Cazorla, Adair, and Daniels due up in the ninth inning for the Flyers. There's a stretch by Baker, and he delivers. Ball inside, gets past the catcher, all the way to the backstop. One ball, one strike. The count. Here's a stretch by Baker. And fires. Grounder to Yaman at first. He's going to flip it over to Baker. One up, one down. That'll bring up Ben Jones. Ben Jones has been a thorn in the side of the Flyers today. He's doubled, singled, was hit by pitch, and hit a solo home run in the seventh. Here's the pitch by Baker. And there for a called strike. Jones played here last year. His grad student went over to Mason, George Mason. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. 1-1. Double barrel action down in the Dayton bullpen. Two right-handers. Line drive out towards left, but that's going to go foul. One ball and two strikes with one out here in the top of the ninth inning. Game's 2 hours and 20 minutes old. Here's the pitch. And that hits him on the inside of the leg. On the right leg. Second time he's been hit today, and that'll bring up Connor Dykstra. Dykstra 1-for-4 on the day. He had a home run in the fourth inning, a two-run homer. Flyers have already won the series. They throw over the first. Taking the first two. Right now, VCU is losing to St. Bonaventure. 5-3 just in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ball gets away from the catcher. And now he kicks it away. It rolls all the way over to the third base dugout. And that's going to put Ben Jones over at second base on the wild pitch. So now they're going to put Dykstra on. So an intentional walk to Dykstra is going to bring up Reese Woody. Woody doubled his last time up and scored the first run of the eighth inning. Making it 6-5. So Dayton trying to play for the double play here. Baker looks and fires. Breaking pitch misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes, with one down here in the top of the ninth inning. Dayton trailing. Baker looking back at second. Now he fires. Got the strike on the corner. 1-1. 7-8-9 for the Flyers coming up in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Pop up right behind it. And nice catch by Watson. As he was sliding and almost sliding into the brick wall right behind the plate. That'll bring up James Quinn Irons. Irons doubled his last time up. He is 1-for-4. So two down. Dayton back in their normal positions now. Baker trying to get out of this one. Time called by Watson. His pitch count wasn't working, I guess. It is now, and Baker looking back at second base. Here's the pitch. This is inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Flyer faithful will get a chance to see their football team for the first time at about 3:30. Here's the pitch. Down low and inside for a ball. 2-0. Be out there in about an hour. Trevor Andrews trying to right the ship from after last year. It was a disappointing season. Here's a pitch. And a pop-up. Calling for it is Padano, and he's got it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here, or the Patriots here in the ninth. They get no runs. On no hits, no errors, two runners left, and at the end of 8.5, It's the Flyers trailing 8-6. Do they got the magic in them? We'll find out when we come back. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Well, the Flyers need three to win it, two to tie it. And the Friday night hero, Alejandro Cazorla, will come to the plate. He is 1 for 2. He doubled and scored the first run of the game in the third inning for the Flyers. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Edmonds trying to close it out for the Patriots here in the ninth inning. Here's the wind in the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Evans delivers. Up high for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Eight runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Patriots. Six runs, eight hits, an error for the Flyers. Swing and a miss. Strike one, or strike two. That was an error on Watson when he kicked the ball away. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And that hits him. Not in a good. They're going to come out and take a look at him. Cazorla is going to be looked at by the trainer. I think it was the same thing that happened to Carlos Castillo, and he has a broken hand. So that'll bring up Michael Adair. Adair flied to short his first time up, so they're going to put a runner on at first base. And Chris Carroll is going to run for Cazorla. Michael Adair will step to the plate, 0-for-1 today. Looking for that one magical hit. Edmonds staring in at his catcher, Dykstra. Now he sets and steps over, looks over at first base. Carroll, a good base runner. He's quick. Here's the pitch. Down low and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. On deck is going to be McDougal. Action down in the Richmond bullpen. Here's the pitch. Called strike to Adair. 1-1 the count. Flyers trail by two. The tying run at the plate in Michael Adair. Throw over to first. Carroll dives back into the bag. Mike does have a couple of home runs. He's got five doubles and two triples also. Line drive right to the first baseman. He did not have to go anywhere. It was right at him, and Carroll is out. So that'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal batting .259 with five homers and 21 runs batted in. So he's pinch hitting for Daniels. Two out here in the ninth. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Keegan Calero on deck. McDougal trying to keep this thing going. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Down to their final strike. No balls and two strikes to count. No balls, two strikes, two down. Here's the wind in the pitch by Edmonds. Just misses high, did not go. A ball and two strikes. Here's the wind in the pitch. Line drive out towards right center field. That's going to get down. McDougal's going to round first. He's going to go into second. And he's going to stop right there at second base. So McDougal keeps this thing going for the top of the order. And Keegan Calero. Calero is 1-for-3 on the day with a single and a walk. So Calero, the tying run coming to the plate. And here comes the coach for George Mason. And I think that's going to be it for Edmonds. So Calero looks like he might be facing a new pitcher. The call has not been made to the... Wait a minute, they called for the trainer, that's why. He might have a cramp out there. No mention has been made to the bullpen. So they're going to give Edmonds a pitch. Looks like he landed wrong where he normally lands. Looked all right on that one. He's going to take another one. So he's going to take three. So McDougal is going to be replaced by Zach Taylor. Zach Scott has a little bit more speed than McDougal. So Calero is the tying run. The winning run is on the on deck circle and David Pedano. So Scott will pitch run for McDougal. So two down here in the ninth inning. The tying run coming to the plate in Keegan Calero. Edmonds looking in at his catcher, Dykstra. Now he sets. He'll look back at second base and fire. And therefore called strike at the knees. Flyers 5-2 on the year. Tied for second right now. A half a game behind St. Louis. Look back at second, and Edmonds fires. Grounder to the third, shortstop side. Fires over to first, got him, and that's the end of the game. So your final score, the Flyers lose it 8-6.
Well,
they turned the scoreboard off in a hurry, so let's see if we can run the... We'll be back with the final totals right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
So the Patriots take the third game of the series. They win it 8-6. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors. 7 left for the Patriots. 6 runs, 9 hits, an error. 4 left for the Flyers. And the winning pitcher will be Edmonds. The loser will be, I think, it'll be Tran. So, that's going to do it for us here at AES Ohio Stadium. Your final score, 8-6. Our next broadcast will be on Wednesday when the Flyers host Ohio University at 3 o'clock right here at AES Ohio Stadium. So, join Tom Michaels and myself for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Once again, your final score. The Flyers lose it 8-6. They're now 5-3 in the conference and 22-13 overall. So until Wednesday, this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you then. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to UD Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Flyer baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.